I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Jan Elliott has spent the past 20 years drawing the syndicated comic strip Stone Soup. The adventures of a rather messy and matriarchal family have run in hundreds of newspapers, generated 10 books, and helped earn Jan Elliott the Women Make a Difference Award at the International Women's Forum. But all things must end, and she's decided to cease drawing the daily strip, although continuing to draw the Sunday one. The last daily strips will run the week of October 12th, and Jan Elliott is here with me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Jan.
It's really nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, this must be a time of mixed emotions for you as you prepare to let go, is it?
It is. It is very much like launching a kid off to college, saying goodbye as they head out in their Volkswagen van. I don't know. It's a little empty nest thing going on, and there's some days when I'm just ecstatic at all my free time I'm going to have, and time to read books and do other projects. And there are days when I wake up and wonder, oh my gosh, what have I done? But
when did you realize it was time to let go?
I think about a year, maybe 2 years ago, I started feeling like the strip was getting a little bit tired. I was getting a little bit tired. I've been really proud right up till the end of what I've done, but it's been more and more of a slog as time's gone on. I'm a little worried about repeating myself, and I just sort of felt like I'd done it. Mm-hmm. And I just got a Medicare card, so you know I'm ready for I'm ready for Act Three in my life with a few less deadlines. The deadlines are really what it's all about. It just becomes really draining, you know, every single Monday to have seven strips that have to be thought up and drawn and scanned and colored and, you know, good enough, not just any old idea, but good enough ideas.
I think it's one of the harder jobs in the world to be funny on command. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I have a clock over my desk and there's a little line of type under it that says, I'm being funny as fast as I can.
Do you laugh at your own jokes, or is that just...
If not I right. can laugh at my own jokes, I know I've really hit on something, because it takes a lot to make me laugh of my own stuff. But I do. Sometimes what I do makes me chuckle, and that's a great sign. The strip is very heartfelt, and I, you know, if I can raise my own emotions when I'm doing something, I think that's the goal there.
Of course, you're not letting go completely. You'll still be doing this one day a week. That's going to have a very different rhythm and pace to it. How do you think the Sunday strips will be different now that there aren't Monday through Saturday ones in between them?
Well, it will be harder for me to... I can't tell my stories the way I have told stories in the past. What I'm hoping is that I have a very loyal readership and they know my characters, and so I can continue the story on Sunday because they know the story. But it won't be the same as having those little, you know, 6 to 12 day sagas that mm-hmm. I've been able to create. So that will be different.
These characters are a deep part of your soul by this point, I imagine, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
What will you do if, as with many writers, those characters continue to live on inside you and do things you don't have room for on the funny pages?
Well, you know, it's very, very dangerous to talk about creative projects a person hopes to do until a person has done them. But, mm-hmm. you know, I love to write, and I'm hoping I'll be able to do something else with my characters, maybe kids' books, or, you know, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I do love to write, and I would like to continue on, especially with some stories for Alex. Alex and Grandma are probably my two favorite characters, and Alex very much me when I was a little girl, very much the tomboy, bug collector, you know, knee deep in a creek most of the summer. Of course, Grandma is living the life I hope to live, which is, you know, seeing the world, and I have done everything Grandma is doing. I have not been to Nepal, which is where she is right now, but she is living the life I hope to lead.
Well, there's something very powerful about writing it down and putting it out there. So even if it's in cartoon form, writing about going to Nepal may well take you there.
It might. It very well might do so, yes.
Well, the web has interesting possibilities as well, including the possibility of never getting paid again. So
Well, now there's the truth. Well, speaking of the web, the strip is going to start over from the beginning at Go Comics. So anyone who wants to look at my really, really early creaky work and see the development of the strip and read those old stories can do so starting I think it's October 19th, right after the dailies end. They'll pick up with the original stuff all over again on Go Comics. And one of the interesting things about the early stuff is that I think I was a little more freeform and bold with the humor while I was learning to draw. I'm always embarrassed by the early drawings. And
as most comic artists
yes,
are.
Yes, indeed. But I love the humor and the stories I told, and I think there was a certain freshness to the early work, so...
When you look back at these 20 years of memories, I would imagine that some things are flashing before your eyes, as it were, from 20 years of creativity. Do you have any particularly favorite memories or events that have happened in this long run?
Well, I think getting a phone call from Charles Schulz on a Monday morning asking me where I get my ideas was probably a highlight. And having him tell me a story about an idea he was working on and asking me if I thought it was funny. I mean, having Charles Schulz ask me if I think zippers on Bibles is a good topic for humor was quite amazing.
And what was your answer?
What he was doing with it, the zipper being stuck on the Bible, was actually really funny. It was great. It's a great idea. He was a real treat for me to get to know him. I've become good friends with Lynn Johnston, who does For Better For Worse, and she's been there with me from the beginning, kind of my mentor in a lot of ways. I enjoy her very much, and she's just moved to the west coast of Canada, so I'm hoping I'll get to see her a little bit more. She was living in northern Ontario, and you could pretty much get to Yugoslavia as quickly as you could get to where she lived. Other highlights, the State Department sent me to Algeria for a cartoon conference to be on a panel of women in cartooning. That was amazing, meeting women cartoonists from the continent of Africa and the Middle East. And then from there, they took me into Morocco. I spoke at art schools and met with different groups. That was quite a stunning trip. Of course, the Habitat trips have been wonderful. I've been to Thailand and Haiti. And Long Island.
And in that context, did I not just see a picture of Rosalind Carter in a Stone Soup t-shirt?
Yes. Oprah did an interview with Jimmy Carter, an hour-long piece with him, and there's footage of them walking through the housing project in Haiti, and she's wearing the t-shirt I designed for the Women Build Haiti. Yes, it's very, very cool. It makes me very, very happy.
Are there any... I don't want to quite say torchbearers, but I don't have the other word in front of me. But other cartoonists that you particularly admire who are going to be picking up the feminist and sort of matriarchal issues in a way that you've done so uniquely well?
No.
No. Somebody out there, get to it.
No. There are a lot of great cartoonists out there, but I don't think there's anyone really doing what I do.
Yeah.
The closest would probably be Sandra Bell Lundy, who does a strip called Between Friends, which is a wonderful strip, much underserved, and I hope she gets a bunch of my papers.
Yeah.
She's another Canadian, and she writes about three women in three different circumstances, one divorced, one married, one single, I think, and she covers a lot of interesting topics. So I would say, Sandra, she gets my vote.
Is there anything else you want to say to your readers and listeners in this case about where you've been and where you're going?
I am so grateful for my wonderful readers, my wonderful audience, my readers here in Eugene. I mean, Eugene has been so supportive and just such a warm place for me to start from. And not every cartoonist gets the warmth and support of their home base. And I've had that from the beginning. It's really, really been special. So,
well, thank you for 20 great years of cartooning and for being such a good friend to us here.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Jan Elliott, creator of the award-winning nationally syndicated cartoon Stone Soup, which will move to being a Sunday-only comic after the final daily panels run the week of October 12th. The 10th book collection of Stone Soup cartoons, called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time, was issued last year by Four Panel Press. More information on Stone Soup and on Jan's decision to somewhat retire at stonesoupcartoons.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.